Oh boy, am I jet lagged. I just got back from tour. My eyelids feel like heavy slabs of glass. My head feels like the ever-expanding universe, like someone's just blowing a balloon. It's just going to violently burst any minute. Oh, I'm going to rub my sinuses. I'm going to stop moaning and groaning. This is no place for that. This is a Step Up podcast. I'm going to play a tune that never fails to cheer me up and make me feel rejuvenated if I'm knackered or just down or whatever. So if you're any of those things, give this a whirl. I hope it does the same trick for you. Yeah.
Step Up Podcast.
Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. The universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Oi, how good is that? Oh my God, it's from Monty Python's film The Meaning of Life. I saw it a few times as a kid, but obviously didn't really remember it, and saw it the other day and just realised what a timeless, incredible film it is. And that song, what an absolute gem. Incredibly inspiring and sobering lyrics, absolutely beautiful. And it's so good to see the real old school Cockney accent.
Amazing
as well.
And expanding, expanding universe.
There's your father. So hopefully you feel satisfyingly insignificant enough now after that. Something I've been trying to touch on for a while in interviews, just trying to encourage that degree of perspective that you can only really get when you look into big history and study the cosmos, or the cosmos, as our American friends would say. That was a rather smug American accent. Sorry about that. Purely unintentional. I don't subconsciously think all Americans are smug. Honestly. Now, as our Cockney friend reminded us, we're standing on a planet that's revolving at 900 miles per hour. But it depends on where your position is on the Earth as to how fast you're spinning. So that number of 900 miles per hour actually fluctuates depending on your geographical position on the Earth, right? So at the North or South Poles, if you're near them, you're not going to be travelling very fast. But if you're nearer the equator, you'll find yourself travelling a lot faster because the Earth is still completing a revolution or a spin in the same amount of time. You with me? I think I'm still with myself. I might lose myself soon. Especially as I'm about to drop some maths. Yeah, you didn't see this coming, did you? So the circumference of the Earth at the equator is apparently 25,000 miles. And the Earth rotates in about 24 hours. So if I was to suspend you, hang you, above the Earth at the equator without moving, you would see 25,000 miles pass by in 24 hours as the Earth revolves. If you were watching closely what was going by beneath you. You probably wouldn't be though, because your eyeballs would have been sucked out of their sockets. So it'd be going by beneath you at a speed of 25,000 over 24, which is just over 1,000 miles per hour. Now, I'm not going to do the maths, the exact maths. And it gets even worse when you want to work out other coordinates on the Earth. If I wanted to test our Cockney friend's hypothesis that we're revolving at 900 miles per hour, now presuming he was singing that whilst he was in London, which is where I am, I'd quite like to find out if that's true. But after you've worked out that it's approximately 1,000 miles per hour on the equator, to work any other coordinates out, you need the cosine and Pythagoras theorem and all sorts. The whole way through school, you used to think, oh, I'll never actually, you know, genuinely require mathematical skill in the real world, will I? I'll never need it on a day-to-day basis. What will I actually, you know, need algebra and Pythagoras' theorem for? That's what I used to tell my mum and dad. They're laughing at me now. I'm eating my words. I guess I couldn't foresee that day where I wanted to work out the rotational speed of the Earth according to my geographical position. Listen up in school, kids. Pythagoras was a bad man, though. Serious bad man. In fact, let's do the bad man quote of the month. It's a new feature. Bad man! There is geometry in the humming of the strings. There is music in the spacing of the spheres. Reason is immortal. All else mortal. Gotta be one of the original bad men. Pythagoras. Apparently he married a 20-year-old when he was 60 as well. Nice. Circa year 570 to 495 BC. Ancient bad man. One of the first. Oh, here we go. Who needs maths when you got Google anyway? Apparently, if you're standing on the equator, you'll be travelling at precisely 1,038 miles per hour. But I suppose, you know, Pythagoras, he couldn't have foreseen Google and the infinite, extensive immediacy of knowledge that it's put at our fingertips. The accompaniment to my rambling is a track called Turbeat by Alphabet's Heaven. Awesome electronica producer. Another sobering thought is if the Earth were to stop spinning suddenly for some reason, the atmosphere would still be zooming along at about 1,000 miles per hour or less, depending on where you are. And as a result, everything, you know, not attached to absolute stone would be pretty much scoured clean, wiped off the face of the Earth. There you go, there's a nice sobering thought for you whilst you munch your cereal or cycle around the park, walk to work, whatever it is you're doing listening to this. If you are walking somewhere, it's time to get your power walk on. Come on, keep it up. 2, 3. Yes, yes, it's refused. Back in the game. And I welcome them with open arms. This track's called Rather Be Dead, off the album Songs to Fan the Flames of Discontent. I cannot tell you what a relief it is to have them back, standing with us, holding the same torch, fighting the same battle. What an inspiring band. recently did one of those My Inspiration posters that HMV do. They place them up all around their stores. You know, they get like artists and musicians to basically quote some lyrics from a track that's inspired them greatly. I went for the great spirits proclaim that capitalism is indeed organized crime and we are all the victims. From Refused Party Program. Genius. So as the guitars whittle and fade away, we've got a beat coming in. And it's by The Engineer's Experiment.
Revolution.
I know it's taken over.
I mentioned them last month. I'll try and fit them in on this month's episode.
Revolution.
That's why I'm telling everybody worldwide. This is my world.
Revolution.
I know it's taken over.
The track is Faction 2 Revolution.
Revolution.
That's why I'm telling everybody worldwide.
Revolution.
You can't surrender.
So, I'm recording this on the 16th of May, and I can safely say that in 2 weeks, we will be having the photo shoot for all the new Step Up designs. About fucking time, eh? I know. Really looking forward to it. The designs are looking really good. There's quite a host of new items. Quite a healthy and diverse stock of new ethical clothing for you to indulge in.
Ethical clothing for you to indulge in.
This episode certainly is rife with Cockney, old school Cockney accents. I'll stop now, I promise. So I expect in about 4 weeks or so, we'll have the new website up and you can check out the new designs. And shortly after that, when the online shop's finished, they will be up and available for all once more. I couldn't resist playing this as well. It's an Engineer's Experiment remix of Meshuggah. It is ridiculous. Oh! Yes. Every time you hear a metal and dubstep collaboration of some sort, you immediately think, oh no, motorbike synths, car alarm synths. But no, the engineers have actually done a really classy job on this. It's deep. So take a seat, get a cuppa. Come and sit on my knee and I'm going to talk to you about Iran. Nice bedtime story about Iran. We will never start a war. We have no intention of going to war with any state. For 10 points, who said that? I'll tell you who. The supreme leader of Iran, Mr. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Probably shocking pronunciation. I do apologize, Mr. Khamenei. I know how you feel, people call me Roo all the time. And consequently, on many occasions, I've wished I had a nuclear arsenal at my disposal.
Hey Roo.
Yeah, one more time, mate, and I'll fucking obliterate you. But so far, the Supreme Leader of Iran hasn't fallen to such frustrations. He's even banned nuclear weapons as sacrilegious. And he is the top dog. He's a top dog of Iran. He's a man with a plan. He's a big boss. not President Ahmadinejad, who you would think was the top dog, as he's the one who gets reported in the media all the time. But he's just another power-hungry, bloodthirsty, corrupt politician. He's just another tit in a suit, basically. And their governance is slightly different from ours or America's, as the president has to answer to the supreme leader. The supreme leader has final say on all matters, basically. So if the guy in charge has specifically said... not that. That's not what he said. Although I'm sure the media would love to have you believe that he was a fucking bloodthirsty death metal lizard or something, like the skeezer from Meshuggah sounds like. But yeah, basically, the supreme leader of Iran has made it quite clear his intentions on not wanting to go to war and not wanting nuclear weapons. But then why should we believe him? Huh? He's got a hairy face, hasn't he? He doesn't look very trustworthy. I always notice when I grow my beard, people seem to trust me far less. What is it with beards, man? If anything, I'd trust someone more if they had a beard. But seriously, why is it he's not trusted? Especially if you look at history, the last time Iran invaded someone, they weren't Iranians, they were actually Persians, and they were fighting ancient Greece. It's ancient history. So they're not an aggressive state. But that's not to say they haven't been involved in wars. They certainly have. And they've either been against the UK when we were building our empire, or against countries supported by the UK. In the 80s, Iraq, led by Saddam Hussein, with the UK and US's backing, invaded Iran. Without any provocation, Saddam Hussein was seeking the oil-rich regions and the waterways that Iran had. This is when Saddam was still our friend, of course. 500,000 Iranians were killed, and Iraq used chemical weapons. And the UK, the US, the UN sat by and did nothing. They not only did nothing, they actually armed both sides. So it was like two kids at school got in a fight, and we just ran up and watched and chanted, "Fight, fight, fight!" Revolution. So we really have no rational reason to fear this country. But I think they have every reason to be fearful of us, seeing as at the moment we're placing harsh restrictions and sanctions on them. We've invaded two of their neighbouring countries, Iraq and Afghanistan. We support Israel, a state that has nuclear weapons and is constantly threatening Iran. And if you look to the past, the first time the UK and the US, with the CIA and the MI6, managed to openly overthrow an elected civilian government, it was back in 1953 when they overthrew the then Iranian president. So when you weigh up the evidence, it really does look like we're the aggressors here. And this is something we need to start making people aware of, which is what this song's about. It's the King Blues, a song about protest, a song about solidarity, a song about sticking up for the oppressed. The streets are ours.
On May Day we gave Winston Churchill on my weekend. Kept the water for the people in Cochabamba. Demand autonomy on the dawn and after. So send in the clowns, someone send in the clowns. The Black Bloc, the Antifa and the undergrounds. A big pink march in Samba Band. And we'll take our own route that ain't free blood. From the social centers and the British news. From in the media reporting.
sure there's many of you that are just as devastated as me to see the King Blues call it a day. Really excited to hear the last album come out though. Shikari have walked side by side with the King Blues during many protests that have gone on in London throughout the years. Such an inspiring and important band. Incoming is Lupe Fiasco with The Words I Never Said, such a catchy tune. It certainly does feel that punk is losing its reputation as the music that's, you know, against the oppressors, for the oppressed, against the system. It's definitely been overtaken by hip-hop at the moment. There seems to be a real wealth of socially conscious hip-hop music. Some really inspiring stuff coming from both sides of the Atlantic. So I'm going to play two of the best offerings, one from the UK and one from the US. First of which is this, Lupe Fiasco. Trust me, you'll be singing this one all day now. Always getting stuck in my head. What a tune.
Really think the war on terror is a bunch of bullshit, just a poor excuse for you to use up all your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9/11 building 7, did they really pull it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with budget cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the uppercut. The school was garbage in the first place, that's on the up and up. Keep you at the bottom but tease you with the upper crust. You get it, then they move it, so you never keeping up enough. If you turn on TV, all you see's a bunch of what the fucks. Dude is dating so-and-so, blabbering about such and such. And that ain't Jersey Shore, homie, that's the news. And these the same people supposedly telling us the truth. Limbaugh is a racist, Glenn Beck is a racist. Gaza Strip was getting bombed, Obama didn't say shit. That's why I ain't vote for him. Next one either. I'm a part of the problem, my problem is I'm peaceful. And I believe in the people. Yeah!
It's a lie.
If we never heard it, but if we know better, then we probably deserve it. Jihad is not holy war, where's that in the worship? Murdering is not Islam, and you are not observant. And you are not a Muslim. Israel, don't take my side, cause look how far you've pushed them. Walk with me into the ghetto, this where all the kush went. Complain about the liquor store, but what you drinking liquor for? Complain about the gloom, but when'd you pick a broom up? Just listen in the pot, ain't gon' make it stop. A rebel in your doubts, ain't gon' make it out. If you don't become an actor, you'll never be a factor. Pills with million side effects, take them when the pain's felt. Wash them down with diet soda, killing off your brain cells. Crooked banks around the world, we're glad to give a loan today. So if you ever miss a payment, they can take your home away.
Inside my head, with words that I should have said as I tried. than all the violence. Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm like the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, I know that there's a gel in you. Consider this your belling out, so take a breath and hell a few. My screams is finally getting free, my thoughts is finally yelling down.
Splendid. Big tune. So after a bit of deliberation of all the facts regarding the situation on Iran, you can begin to fathom that yet again this is actually all about oil. For the most part of 100 years between 1850 and 1950, Iran's oil reserves were under British control under the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company, who later went on to become the worldwide drilling, oil-spilling corporate giant that is BP. And since then, basically, the control of the oil has passed back and forth from the powers in the West, i.e. the UK and the US, to Iran and the people of Iran. And the last time this happened was in 1979, when there was an Iranian revolution to kick out the dictator that the US and the UK had installed, and also to kick out the US and UK oil companies. Iranian oil was given back to the people. Shock, horror. That's a crazy sentiment, isn't it? Iranian resources for Iranian people. We in the UK don't share our profits from our national resources with Iran, so I'm not really sure why we think we have some sort of right or ownership over their natural resources. So thankfully the anti-war movement has managed not for there to be a repeat of Iraq in Iran.
Step Up Podcast.
But we need to keep pushing. Keep promoting sane, civilized movements and sane, civilized actions. One of the worst things that the media does in all of this is kind of how it dehumanizes the Iranian people and how it desensitizes the subject of war. And incoming now is a track by Low Key and Logic, and it does a great job of painting a picture of the harsh realities of war.
The views expressed in this track are not directly those of Low Key or Logic. We're just drawing attention to the lifestyles which some people lead.
I was born in Bermondsey, one of the south parts.
And I was born in Basra, south side of Iraq.
We used to play football outside in the park.
We used to dodge bullets outside in the dark.
I never prayed, I was told there isn't a God.
I prayed five times a day, it's like I live in a mosque.
Me, I'm easy with a pint and some cricket to watch.
They've sanctioned everything we got, so now it isn't a lot.
My mum and dad worked hard, always had employment.
My mum just left and my dad got poisoned. I was young, but I was told that the government did it.
From my heart, I can say that I love being British. I grew with five older brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I had a lot of siblings, but some have gone missing. Now it's just me and my little sis.
Britain's got a lot of immigrants. They take our jobs every day. I swear I'm sick of it.
My uncle's trying to get to Britain quick.
I'm trying to find a job.
Me, I'm still illiterate.
Every 2 weeks, I'm signing on.
We only had school a little bit.
I got kicked out of school very early, labelled as an idiot.
Before my uncle left us, he gave me his gun.
My girl just gave me a son.
You see, it's hot where I live, every day I bake in the sun.
It's cold where I live, so I read every page of the Sun. And I'm getting mad with what I look at and read.
I just met a couple elders that are good on their deen.
My dad told me joining army would be good for the peace.
I started meeting, now I'm training with the Mujahideen. Because I've heard that the Westerners are coming with bombs.
I spent months in the regiment training up to be shot.
This is my land, my country, I'll defend it till I pass.
I just got the message that they're sending me to Iraq.
Pain is the same, fam. It's all relative. They cry the same tears.
You cry for your relatives.
I'm one way or another.
My brother, we're all relatives.
Home is where the heart is.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Pain is the same, fam.
It's all relative.
They cry the same tears.
You cry for your relatives.
I'm one way or another.
My brother, we're all relatives.
Home is where the heart is.
is. Yeah, that's where it is.
Now I'm in the south of Iraq. It's a smelly place, I don't know who to trust. Everybody's got a hairy face.
And Basra's a scary place. It's worse than it used to be. They dropping bombs every day.
Even little boys shoot at me.
I shoot at white faces and any green suit I see.
Every regiment's lost a couple of troops. We lost two or three.
I still go to pray in the same place the mosque used to
be. I see little kids starving to death with no food to eat. But an order's an order, we gotta clean the city up.
They see how we're suffering and still they don't pity us. They shoot us every day, tomorrow is probably me.
We're trying to help these bastards but it's like they don't wanna be free.
Yeah, these people don't know what freedom is.
I saw my colleague rape a woman against her will but I didn't agree with it.
I shot a soldier in the face and then I had to run
my
quick.
My sergeant got shot in his face by some dumb young kid. Now I just wanna go home, that's where my heart is.
My heart is in Basra, yeah, and never will I part it.
This war's going nowhere, tell me why did we start this?
I'm fighting regardless, till I'm resting where Allah is.
Come to think of it, I should've never joined the army. And when I think about it, I don't hate these Iraqis.
I hear bullets flying past me, I'm scared but I can't run. I take my sister upstairs and get my uncle's old gun.
I don't know if it's terrorists or just some civilians, but I've been told to neutralize the threat up in that building.
I see the soldiers, they're about to pass. I take my pistol out and blast.
A bullet whizzes past my face and tears my friend's mouth apart. I saw red, started shooting to make them all dead.
I tried to guard my sister but a bullet hit her forehead.
I ran up the steps to see if I buried them all, but all I saw
was my little sister dead on the floor.
Pain is the same, fam, it's all relative. They cried the same tears,
you cried for your relatives.
And one way or another, my brother, we're all relatives. Home is where the heart is,
yeah, that's where it is.
Pain is the same, fam, it's all relative. They cried the same tears,
you cried for your relatives.
In one way or another,
my brother, we're all relatives.
Home is where the heart is,
yeah, that's where it is.
Such a deep track. Exquisitely profound. So that was some real UK hip hop for you. This track goes out to Lowkey, who sadly has announced his retirement from music. Concentrate on his studies. Again, another really influential musician. Sad to see him leave, but best of luck to him. Such a brilliantly told story, that tune. Really puts you there in the situation. Lets you get to know the two characters on either side of the war. Or should we say, the two unfortunate victims of a needless war in which every soldier, every civilian, they all come from somewhere. They all have a story to tell. They all have a life, a family. It's very easy to forget that when we just hear about numbers of deaths and casualties. Every single one of those people was born into this world just like you and me, with only trust and inquisitiveness. Every bit of hatred they had was learnt or gained somewhere along their journey. And until we evolve out of this divisive system that we live in, that produces and breeds and reinforces such hatred, nothing's going to change. So I'd recommend many places to go if you're interested in trying to change the world. Stop the War Coalition is a UK-based anti-war organisation, a great source of information and activism. You can check that out at stopwar.org.uk. And for our brothers and sisters on the other side of the Atlantic, antiwar.com is a great one-stop shop for all your anti-war needs. The situation's even more serious for our generation because we, of course, have nuclear weapons that could destroy the whole of the human race. And that'd be shit, wouldn't it? But if nuclear war was about to break out and I was about to be eviscerated, I think I'd stick on this track and have a little boogie. Yeah, hit me.
Sweet the brother day. Shut up, fool. Big drone. Some socially conscious old school funk for you. Impeach the president by the honey drippers. It's been Step Up Podcast number 2. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you like the musical selection. Nice and varied. Thanks for listening. Do let us know on the forums at stepuphq.com. Any questions you want answered or any tunes you want to hear. Have a lovely life, everybody. Peace and solidarity. Take it easy.
Step Up Podcast.